Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. On August 28, 1963, a little girl named Sharon Langley was making history in Baltimore, the same day that Martin Luther King Jr. was giving his I Have a Dream speech in the Capitol. On that day in August, Sharon became the first African-American child to ride the carousel at Gwynn Oak Amusement Park. Her ride, immortalized in a photograph for the Baltimore Sun, was the result of days of protesting by Baltimore residents who opposed the park's segregationist policy. Today, that carousel sits in the National Mall. And in early 2020, Sharon decided to tell her story and her role in the history of the civil rights movement in the form of a children's book. Co-written with author Amy Nathan, the book is titled A Ride to Remember, A Civil Rights Story. I started my conversation with Sharon and Amy by asking Sharon when she first became aware of the role she and her parents played in this act of desegregation.
I would have to say probably in early elementary school. I think that family oral histories are very important. And I did always have a sense that my family and I participated in something that was very important and something meaningful in terms of civil rights in Baltimore. And of course, we had the newspaper clipping from the Baltimore Sun. And periodically, the newspaper would inquire about whatever happened to the little girl. So I think that that's part of what helped to keep it in my current memory. But also, I think, even though I was very young, I think it also gives you the sense that everyone has a part to play, and that your parents are letting you know what's important to them and what is important for your life by having me there and having us participate.
Amy, this is the second book you've written on this story. The first is a history book called Round and Round Together, Taking a Merry-Go-Round Ride into the Civil Rights Movement. When did you first hear about this story?
Well, I didn't hear about it till 2008. Both Sharon and I grew up in Baltimore, and we lived not far from each other, actually, although we never met in person until 2013. But I read a small a paragraph about Sharon's ride, and I lived very near to the amusement park, and I didn't know about her ride, and I didn't know that it happened on the same day as Martin Luther King Day. And so I thought, well, this was a really important story that needed to be told. So I began to research it, and I tracked down Sharon, who was living in Los Angeles, and I interviewed her several times, and I read everything I could about the story. And so I published this book, Round and Round Together, in 2011, and then we had a big celebration in 2013 of the 50th anniversary of Sharon's ride and the end of segregation at that park, and Sharon came to the celebration too from Los Angeles, and that's when we met for the first time and decided to write a children's book on the same story.
Amy, what was, can you give us a little bit of a history lesson about what was happening around Gwynn Oaks Park, before this happens, let's say the year or two previous?
Well, it had been a segregated park ever since it opened in the 1890s. Right after the Brown versus Board of Education decision, which Baltimore was one of the few southern cities to go along with, that really gave people, activists in Baltimore, a sense that change was possible. And so the very next summer, they started protesting at Gwynn Oak Amusement Park. It was organized by CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. But they believed in Gandhi's ideas of nonviolent protest, but at first they only used one part of his toolbox, which was persuasion. And they really thought if they just went to the park and pointed out the hypocrisy of not letting the children who lived in the neighborhood come to the park, the people would say, oh my gosh, that's terrible. We have to change this. But that isn't what happened. And so the Baltimore activists gradually learned learned from what was going on elsewhere in the civil rights movement that you really needed to be a little bit more assertive, which was also part of Gandhi's method, to have arrests and large number of people protesting and good TV and newspaper coverage. And so that's what they did in 1963. They had two massive protests on July 4th, which was a very attention-getting day, and also on July 7th. And they had made a coalition of groups of across racial boundaries, across religious divides, and brought a lot of people there, a lot of white clergy, which was a first for the civil rights movement, and more than 20 clergy were arrested, along with about 400 other people. And that made headlines, and that embarrassed the local government. And they said, well, it's time for us to put pressure on the amusement park to desegregate. And within 2 weeks of negotiations, that happened.
My guests are Amy Nathan and Sharon Langley. We're talking about the book, A Ride to Remember, A Civil Rights Story. So I'm going to read the first page because it's so great. The first page says, I love carousels. The horses come in so many colors, black, white, brown, gray, a honey shade of tan, sunny yellow, fire engine red, and even soft baby blue. But no matter their colors, the horses all go round at the same speed as they circle round and round. They start together. They finish together, too. Nobody is first, and nobody is last. Everyone is equal when you ride a carousel. It's so perfect. It is so perfect for the moment and the metaphor. This question is for both of you. Amy, I'll ask you to answer first. The framing of the story is a conversation between little Sharon and her parents. Why did you make that choice?
Well, she has no personal memories of the event, so that was sort of an obligation to do it that way, although some editors that we tried to convince to do this book suggested, well, can't you just make her 5 years old? You know, and said, no, you can't do that because there are these photos of her. If you Google her name, you'll find these wonderful photos of this cute little, 11-month-old girl. So we can't do that. So then we really struggled to figure out how to tell the story. So we thought, well, maybe Sharon could tell it to her nieces and nephews, or Sharon is an educator. Maybe she could tell the story to her students. And then we finally hit on the idea, I think it was Sharon's idea, that it should be her parents explaining it to her. And I thought that that was a good idea because it might be a way for when parents read the story to kids, then that can be an opening for them to try to explain these difficult topics to kids too. See how, well, this is how Sharon's parents did it. Well, how would we do it?
And I think also, too, that it's very similar to the experience that I did have. Because you're trying really hard to explain why someone would feel okay about excluding a child. And riding a carousel or going to an amusement park or any other family outing, it's so universal. So how do you explain the unexplainable? It's not an easy thing to do. And yet, parents were put into the position of having to explain. Why don't we go here? Why can't we go here? Why are there commercials or ads for places that look like fun places for children to go, but we're not able to go or we're not going? Why is that? And so it's a little bit of a paradox. On one hand, you want to be truthful about some of the hard experiences in life that African-American people have had in this country. But you also want to recognize and acknowledge those people who helped make a change. And some of them were people for whom this wasn't a personal issue. It wasn't happening to them, but it was something that they disagreed with and felt was wrong and needed to change. And I also wanted to share the idea that usually when there is a change, it doesn't happen in one day or one night. It happens over a period of time. And there are a lot of people involved. And I particularly wanted to make sure that we included the families with children who were involved, because it's a way of showing that there are a lot of people who want a different and better world for their children too. And they're able to put themselves in that position. So I think the idea of my parents explaining to me is accurate and truthful, because how else do you help children understand the things in society that need to be addressed and how that change or that evolution took place?
My guests are Sharon Langley and Amy Nathan. We're talking about their book, A Ride to Remember, A Civil Rights Story, the true story of Sharon being the first African-American child to ride a carousel in a Baltimore playground. Sharon, as you got older and you talked to your parents about this in a more adult and sophisticated way, what were your conversations about why they brought you to the park? They brought their child to a situation that could have been dangerous.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I sensed that there was just a little bit of maybe momentary ambivalence. On one hand, yes, this is the right thing to do. And if Black people, if African American people, people of color are going to have free enjoyment of public accommodations, if they're going to have free and full enjoyment of the things that life has to offer, then yes, we should go. But of course, you're always thinking about what might possibly go wrong. Will it be safe? And I actually, there is a little section. Mama told me that at first she was afraid to take me to the park. Would we be safe? Would we be arrested? But she and Daddy decided that it was important for us to be there that first day as a family. So I think that whenever you're talking about civil rights and social change, you're right to think about the possible volatility. But then you're also thinking about, what do we believe? What do we stand for? Don't we want to be a part of change? So I've also talked about my mother's early activism as a teenager when public schools in her county were segregated. And it does involve some risk. Perhaps it involves inconvenience. But if you have the opportunity to make a difference, then you have the opportunity to, I guess, to say where you stand, what you believe in, what you think is right.
Amy, there's also the Sharon story in the book, but we also meet Mabel, Grant, and Lydia Finney. Tell us about Mabel and Lydia.
Right. Well, when I was working on this book, They talked about, you know, the protests and nothing much happened, and then it finally happened on July 4th. And then towards the end of my research, I saw an article in the Afro-American newspaper, and it said, two people integrate Gwinnett Amusement Park on July 7th. I thought, what? Wait a minute. I didn't think that happened until August 28th. And that's because they're a reporter of the Afro newspaper had a history there of pulling these hoaxes to point out the absurdity of Jim Crow. And so they asked Mabel Grant, who was very fair-skinned, if she and her niece would try to slip into the park on the day of the second protest, figuring that the ticket takers would be very nervous worrying about the protest and wouldn't look that carefully at people. And so they did, and they slipped, they bought their tickets, they went in, they went on some rides, including the carousel, and then they left just before the protest started, told their story to the reporter who wrote this news article. So I tracked her down. It was very hard to do. It was sort of, I started this research before the internet was really very very up, and so I saw what her name was, and so I just Facebook friended everybody with that last name on Facebook, and finally met a distant cousin who said, "Oh, I remember her," and so I phoned her up, and she started crying on the phone, and she said, "Oh, I've been trying to find that article for so long, and I can't find it. Nobody seems to know where it is." And oh, she was so glad that someone remembered what she had done, and mm-hmm. that she had participated. She was only 11 years old at the time. That it was really wonderful, wonderful story. And they were her aunt apparently was a very lively person, very gutsy, up to doing things like this. Yeah.
My guests are Sharon Langley and Amy Nathan. The name of this children's book is A Ride to Remember, a civil rights story. It's Sharon's story when she, as a very tiny girl, integrated a park in Baltimore, a carousel specifically.
This carousel, Amy, is now on the National Mall.
Right.
How did that happen?
Well, the the amusement park was greatly damaged by a hurricane in 1972. And it had been having financial problems because, as it feared, many white people stopped going to the park once it was integrated. And so they had financial problems, and then the hurricane just sort of did them in. They couldn't afford to bring it back. But luckily, the carousel was inside a house, a carousel house, so it was not destroyed by the hurricane. And it was just put up for auction, and the concessionaire for the Smithsonian needed a new, bigger carousel than the one that they had, and so he bought it not knowing anything about the history of it, just because it was a big, beautiful carousel. So he bought it, and it was installed on the National Mall in 1981. And they didn't actually, the Smithsonian didn't know the story, the carousel owner didn't know the story, the National Park Service didn't know the story until I started researching it. And I found out, I was wondering when I read this all about the history of this, well, what did happen to the carousel? So I found there's something called the National Carousel Association, and they know where every historic carousel is. And so they told me, well, it's now on the National Mall. And so when I told them about the story, about Sharon's ride and its history and the civil rights movement, they were just really taken with that idea. And since then, they have, you know, had a historical marker installed at the carousel. And they found, they looked at historic photos and figured out which horse Sharon rode. And they took that carousel and they decorated it with the names of civil rights heroes. And they put Sharon's name on a metal plate on the back of the saddle and also on one of the horseshoes. And so now when families come to the National Mall and walk by, and, you know, it's a very popular tourist attraction, if they stop to look at the historical marker, then they get a bit of a history lesson while they're having fun.
That was my conversation with Sharon Langley and Amy Nathan, co-authors of the picture book A Ride to Remember, A Civil Rights Story. The book tells the true story of how Sharon desegregated a Baltimore amusement park in 1963.